My name is Wei Chen Li, and it's my honor to represent Center to Eliminate Health Disparities in University of Texas Medical Branch, the only designated hospital to treat Ebola patients in Texas. And everyone knows the benefits of the using technology like computer, iPhone, image that if this is not oral presentation but a poster presentation. I guess many people just throw away their poster after the presentation. So the same with the healthcare system, that we more and more healthcare providers adopt the electronic health records, or say electronic medical records, to improve their healthcare. However, it's not an easy transition from paperwork to the electronic health records. And the topic of our presentation is advancing meaningful use through disparities analysis of clinical data. Lessons from the Real Data Project at UTMB, and Real stands for race, ethnicity, and language. And I would like to recognize the contributions of Dr. John Prohaska, Dr. Carl Eschbach, Ms. Kristen Miller, and Dr. Alexandra Nolan. And we also have no financial interest to disclose. And we thank the University of Texas Medical Branch Office of Waiver Operations, Clinical Information Services, the Oliver Center for Patient Quality and Safety, and the Office of Health Policy and Legislative Affairs for their support. And our presentation has four parts. The first, I will discuss describe the EMR system. And we all know that the electronic medical record is just a computer software system. It can record the patient's medical and non-medical information, and it has registry analysis and retrieval functions. And in our UTMB, the system the vendor we use is Epic. And the second part, I will talk about the meaningful use. So in 2010, the government also realized the benefits to use the EMR, and Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services provide the financial incentives for healthcare providers, including hospitals or doctors, to invest and use the EMR technology to improve patient care. And there are three stages of this incentive program from 2011 to 2015, which are data capture and sharing, advanced clinical processes, and improved outcomes. And the healthcare providers, if they want to eligible to receive the incentive, they have to achieve 15 core objectives, 5 menu measures, and 6 clinical quality measures. And one of these 15 core objectives is that more than 50% of all unique patients should have demographic information, such as language, gender, race, ethnicity, and date of birth. And the purpose to collect this demographic information is to identify health disparities and achieve health equity. So eliminate health disparities, such as to remove all kinds of differences in the incidence and the prevalence of health status. And to achieve health equity means that we make everyone has the opportunity to have the best health outcome. And for example, why do we focus on race ethnicity disparities? For example, like African American women who have the breast cancer have higher mortality rates than the non-African American women. And also like African American men, they have higher smoking rates and diabetes rates than non-African American men. So we can see that there are some race ethnicity disparities, but if we don't collect data, we will not have a chance to identify the disparities. And in addition to the meaningful use incentive program, the UTMB also one of the provider of the Texas Medicaid 1115 waiver, and our Center to Eliminate Health Disparity participates one of the projects. The title of our project is Strengthening the UTMB Health Information System to Reduce Health Disparities. So the meaningful use funding is used to build up the system, and then the 1115 waiver funding is used to for operational costs, and the IT department, they retrieve data and for us to do analysis. And we have three key milestones. The first one, again, is to identify, to answer a question, are you using the system and are you collecting the data accurately, and how many patients have the valid race, ethnicity, and language information. And the requirement is that in the first year, we have 7,800 patients with valid data. And then second year is 13,000. And the third year is 18,000. And then with the accurate data collection, our second milestone is to complete 48 tests every year. Actually, we did more than 48 tests every year because some tests do not have enough sample size in one hospital. But the test is that for us to identify where are the health race ethnicity disparities. And at the end of each year, we have to identify 13 healthcare disparities. So at the end of the third year, we will identify top 3 healthcare disparities. If we do not achieve these milestones, we will not get the pay. And this is a process for us to get the data. So we will file a query like this 2-page form and then send it to IT, and then they will get the data in the Excel format, and then we analyze the data, see how many patients have race ethnicity information, and then give feedback to our clinical or executive teams. So the third part is to identify the challenges for this process. We have 3 challenges in our project. The first one is scope, refers to the EMR features and functionality. The second challenge is about schedule, like the schedule to implement the EMR, implement the meaningful use and so on. And the third is about resources, referring to our development costs and expertise. And the first challenge is NodeReal. So this is a screenshot of our training tool for a registration stage. And they are required to ask patient or do you need interpreter, marital status, ethnicity, race, and then just check and click next. And the first question for ethnicity, the Office of Management Budget suggests a question format like, do you consider yourself Hispanic, Latino, yes or no? However, in our EPIC system, our classification looks like Caucasian, Hispanic, non-Hispanic, patient refused to answer, and unknown. So the Caucasian, Hispanic show up here, unknown show up here, which means we have no idea about what happened to, I mean, if the registration step click unknown, then that data is invalid because we could not identify this patient's ethnicity. And in the rest question, the government suggests a format like American Indian, Asian, Black, African, American, Native Hawaiian, and White. And again, we have like a little bit different, like Caucasian show up again, Hispanic show up again, and unknown again. Here we cannot identify who this patient is, what's his or her race. So this is a problem, the challenge of the scope. And the second challenge is schedule. So we have to achieve, provide a report in April and every year, and then October final report again. And we have to conduct a test every week. However, our project is not the priority for IT. They have to do the work for meet the needs for the clinicians and for the building system and for administration team. So they already have a lot of work, and they could, once they get our data query, they may delay like 2-3 months to give us the data. And the third problem is that poor understanding of each other's language. Just like people from North and people from South, they don't understand each other. And we try our best to communicate, but eventually we rely on the fortune cookie to tell us our EMR qualify for meaningful use. And but fortunately, next month I will go to the EPIC training, and we request for training and sit down with them to see what they have, and that's a solution. So I will talk about the solutions to conquer the challenges. The suggestions will be A, B, C, three steps. A is adjust the EPIC system. Actually, this is the easiest one. So for example, in the race question, we can include one category, which is multiracial groups. And second, like for both race and ethnicity question, we would suggest them replace unknown with others. So during the registration process, at least the staff have to choose one option rather than just click unknown and skip. And another suggestion will be change the two question format to one question. Considering that in Texas, most Hispanic, 37% of our Texans are Hispanic, and they will not tell you they are white or black because it's very awkward or some sort of weird. They will just say I'm Hispanic. So why don't we just use the one question format like this one? White, black, American Indian, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Hispanic, and other. And they would also fit the national statistics. As we see some reports from CDC, they also like categorize the race ethnicity and data like non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, Hispanic, and others. And that's why we suggest that we can use this format in our system in the future. And B, build awareness among all professionals. So if only one project interested in race ethnicity disparities, it is very hard to push a systematic change. So we would want to build awareness among all professionals. Why do we need to collect data accurately? And why do we need to interpret the data meaningfully? And for example, we already have some quality performance measures. Rather than just control over the race, ethnicity, gender, or the demographic data, we should stratify the data, the measurements by the race and the ethnicity to really identify where what the difference is between this race and that race. And the second option is to develop new disparity-specific measures. So for example, we can directly say this is a percentage of black with diabetes, percentage of black white with diabetes, these kind of specific measures. And once we have a set of specific measurements, we can check the progress, we can identify the problems, and continue to make efforts to achieve the health equity. And the third suggestion is collaborate with more people to achieve our milestone and reduce race ethnicity disparities. As we said, we have some deadline, we have to achieve milestone every year. So we probably will work with other 11, 15 Weber providers if they have already some data, and we will share with them. And also we would suggest a joint conference with from providers as well as the patient. So providers can do the more better staff training, tell the registration desk people to make sure they have collected data accurately, and also find more funding to improve our EPIC system. And also we would like to share this information with our patient population, let them aware of the benefits of collect data, and let them feel more comfortable to talk about, to tell us their race and ethnicity information. And so this is our ABC suggestions to conquer the challenges of scope, resource, and schedule. Thank you.